This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
Patrick Creighton with the SB Nation Radio. Right now on the hotline, joined by our buddy Ryan Dunsmore, Battle Red Blog, SB Nation, covers the Texans. What's going on, Ryan?
Not much, man. Wondering what magic can Case Keenum do next week?
I don't know, but I hope he's got some left.
Yeah, I've only imagined if he's still with the Texans. Can he, at least have a good backup option.
Can he make more defenders deliberately miss receivers on tackles?
Yeah, that's. I think that may be his magic trick this week.
Dude, that was one of the worst whiffs I've ever seen on a tackle.
I mean, that you know, how devastating must it be for the Saints to kind of figure out the defensive side, and then it comes down to one big missed tackle.
I wouldn't want to be that dude on the ride home.
Yeah, film session will not be fun for the entire offseason.
Wouldn't want to be that dude. All right, Ryan, let's get into the Texans. Brian Gain was the favorite from day one, but they're going to cast this wide net, and they're going to hire a search firm so that they can hire Brian Gain. And 5 years for a guy who's never been a GM, whose top qualifications seem to be he had worked for the Texans before, and he was buddies with Bill O'Brien. 5 years, a little long on this deal?
Yeah, absolutely, when you're coming into a situation where you've got the former GM saying that this is a year thing and that he absolutely wants to come back. I guess maybe this is where it kind of this makes sense of where they went. Yeah, the deal feels really long, but were you really going to come on someone that's an actual riser of a GM to have someone, basically his boss, come back after 1 year and say, hey, I'm back in charge, if that's what's going to happen here from a year from now? At least Gain knows the team enough to make it a smooth transition here, if in fact that's what happens. But it seems like a really weird thing, to, especially like you said, to bring a search firm to waste that money to then just pick your favorite, the guy that wasn't even really that far of a stretch to take over this position.
I kind of wish if the McNairs were just going to throw money away, they'd call me up and be like, hey, we're going to throw some money away. You want to catch it? Yes.
Yeah, would you like a job?
I'd like to catch that money you're going to throw off the window of your car. Absolutely. Let me call Ryan and tell him so we could share, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan, Bill O'Brien, of course, then gets a matching extension, tacks 4 more years onto his deal. For a guy who's gone 9-7, 9-7, 9-7, 4-12 with an injury-riddled roster, the three biggest takeaways that I have from Bill O'Brien this year are chose Tom Savage over Deshaun Watson to start season, took ball out of Deshaun Watson's hands, got super conservative, 3 runs, punt. He gives the ball back to Tom Brady, loses in New England. Takes ball out of Deshaun Watson's hand, runs the ball up the middle 3 times, punt. Gives ball back to Russell Wilson, loses in Seattle. 4-year extension. I want to know how I can screw up at my job that much and get rewarded like that.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, that's the way I if I do my job like that, that's I'm totally going to be get a 5-year extension. And hey, we want you to come back. We want you to be the face of this organization. We want you to say it's all on me one more time. I mean, it doesn't make sense to for his track record right now. If you're going to say okay, put the track record aside, this Bill O'Brien wasn't the guy making all the decisions here. It was Rick Smith. All those whispers you're hearing around the Texans camp it's all that dysfunction's coming from Rick Smith making these decisions. Sure, that's if this is what's all happened, then great. Bill O'Brien, by an unfortunate default, has won this power struggle and now gets a guy that he's comfortable with at the GM spot. And maybe this team will flourish here. I mean, I don't think this is some situation where you've got your diamond in the rough Bill Belichick kind of coach here, like you making that transition of commitment here.
You know, but Ryan, I'm sorry, buddy. We're talking with Ryan Dunsmore, Battle Red Blog, covers the Texans, SB Nation. And to that point that you just made about the relationship with O'Brien and Smith, it was Rick Smith that valued Deshaun Watson ahead of Pat Mahomes. Coach had it the other way around. It was Rick Smith who made the deal to land Deshaun Watson. It's the six games Deshaun Watson started that gave the Texans an actual offense that made their sieve of an offensive line look league average. Are Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain about to reap the rewards of the guy who is now essentially put out for them?
I think so. I think you're in a, I think it, not that it doesn't matter whoever you have as head coach there, but I think it that offense is going to look really good with Deshaun Watson. We've seen that in just the small sample size that we have, that he's going to thrive in this league if he comes back healthy here. So it's, yeah, absolutely. It's going to, they're going to reap the rewards of having Watson under center and having that arguably for the first time in franchise history, a bright future quarterback here. It's definitely the future going forward here. The GM and the coach are going to look really smart that way. I guess it really comes down to then, can this current core right now be able to build up the back end of the roster, which is shown to be really, really weak in these last few games at the end of the season here.
All right, Ryan, you know, one of the key issues with the Texans this year is they're not going to have a first or second round pick because they traded those away in acquiring Deshaun Watson, well, the draft slot to acquire Deshaun Watson, and in ridding themselves of Brock Osweiler. However, they've got $42.5 million of cap space. If they part ways with Brian Cushing, it's $50 million of cap space. And I say if because, while to me that should be a no-brainer, Brian Cushing is a favorite of the owner. The owner has gone to bat for him before. And everybody else who gets a PED suspension on this team gets punted right away. He's had two, and he's still here. So, I don't know, maybe he's got the pictures, maybe he's the best friend, whatever. Do you think the Texans move on from Brian Cushing?
I think so. I think there's, I guess maybe that's the connection between, the family connection between the wife of Cushing and girlfriend of Watt is keeping him there. I don't know. I would have expected him not to play a single snap after coming back from the suspension just because, yeah, I don't think his future is with this team, but I you're absolutely right of just why is that the case if he's still here and still on the field with the Texans here. It doesn't make sense at all to not get more cap space as you possibly can here when that's really going to be the way you have to build this team up for this offseason.
Ryan, besides offensive line, what are positions the Texans need to bolster?
I think you definitely need to upgrade the secondary in general here. You need to work on it as best as you can. The corners here, maybe add a safety. Jackson hasn't really been strong in that position. Howell's been all right. Kevin Johnson necessarily hasn't been anything to write home about. I think you really got to work on the secondary is the main thing here. If you do have Cushing gone from this team, you probably have to help with the middle linebacker position here. But I think those are the two main things here is on the defensive side here. Watson's shown, even with a subpar offensive line, that he can extend plays enough to be still successful here. I think you do have a lot of weapons on the offensive side here. I think really that secondary is the main thing you focus on.
Ryan Dunsmore covers the Texans, SB Nation's Battle Red blog. Ryan, how can people find you online?
You can find me over on Twitter at I've changed the Twitter now. It's D-U-S-M-O-R-E with the underscore between the S and the M here. So that's where you can find me. You can also find me over at the Astros SB Nation site, Crawfish Box, and the Rockets SB Nation site, the Dream Shade.
Covers everybody here in Houston. He's Ryan Dunsmore, Battle Red blog. Buddy, thank you for taking some time with us. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, man.
Ryan Dunsmore, Battle Red blog with us on the hotline. And, you know, Texans not the only team that's facing a big off season. Difference is they've already got their established, the guy who they know is going to be their franchise quarterback. They got that guy. They've got other pieces. They've got a franchise wide receiver. They've got some studs on the defensive line. They've got some big-time pass rushers. The Browns, they don't have their set franchise quarterback, but they do have at least one pass rusher in Myles Garrett. They're going to have six of the top 65 picks in the draft. They've got $118 million of cap space to play with. And they've got a very new front office. We're going to talk to Joe Ginley, covers the Browns for SB Nation's Nature by Dogs. Catch up with him next.